We usually take the offering now, but we're going to save that until the end of the service because we want to know what we're giving towards. So let's take some time to update ourselves on the situation in Cambodia and also in Guatemala. Would you like to go first or second? First? Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Go first. Yeah.
I'd like to give a report for the orphanage in Guatemala who doesn't know about this project that I kind of explain as this group in United States, they're from Oregon, is they decided to go to Guatemala and save some children in the street. Which is the town close to Mexico, or border of Mexico. And many people go towards the United States illegally through that town. But some parents just take kids, but they couldn't take the kids, so just left them there. Or parents went to the United States, kids tried to go, or many children is abandoned there. And so the town is my husband Fernando's father lives, and so that's why I got that information that some organization wants to build a house for them, and they are planning to build a dormitory and a little school, and right now they have 16 the space for the 16 children to hold them. But before they planned to build the orphanage, but they decided not as that our orphanage called the Casa de Niño, as mean just like a place for them to stay, kind of like not orphanages that somebody sponsor the each children, and for the certain parents is give the money for them, like being host parents. But the Casa de Niño is kind of different way, because it's to process the to build the make an orphanage. It was difficult, and they has to spend more money. So decided to make it different. It's called this place for children to stay in certain time. But right now they have two children. They are planning to get more, the house they built the caretaker house, and so the family from the town with the two children, husband and wife and two children, lives there to take care of the children. And now they're building guest house to get, I think it's the tourists to stay, so they pay them, they can pay for the stay. So the money goes to help the children, children goes to school every day outside and come back, and they learn English their home. And sometimes they have activity that community and the area comes and entertain the children also. Also neighbor's children goes there to learn English together with those students stay there. And and they need about $40 a month for each children. Some people from the United States are helping them also for the project. And the church that Fernando's father goes kind of involved with the project and helping also. So the children there goes to church every Sunday. And to build the housing, like a guest house or other caretaker homes, the community around people goes and help to build, and they get paid a little bit for helping. And Fernando's father lives there in one of the room and helping for the agriculture, like raising vegetables or fruits. And they have trees and have pineapples. So they sell to the neighbors. And now I heard they are growing ginger. But the people just copy that. Once you grow something, then people, oh, we can do that. And neighbors just do the same thing. So it's no good to sell products. Like, yeah. So. And I think they have chickens and fish also. They're trying to grow anything to sell, to raise money. I got some pictures waiting. That's okay. A caretaker's students was still small. Two boys, I believe, like maybe 5 years old, 2 years old, maybe one is a little older. And the one child is a girl, is about 13 years old, and then this another one is a boy, about I think it's 11. Those children are found through our church. They're the one can decide which children to take to the orphanage. The lady understanding, she's teaching English to the children and neighbors' children also. She's a missionary from United States. This is a room for teaching. And this is, I think, it's a water tank. Is this system, I don't understand, but they make big tanks to use the water for many things in the house. And this is a building. A neighbor comes and they help to build the house for the home caretaker. This is another one, picture. This is mangoes and bananas, pineapple, they raise and sell. And this is a water tank on top of the shower. And one of the guy at the managers at the place is from Africa. So he uses his idea, many things, is to build the housing and those things. And they are happy. She's happy that got the water in the shower. This is a room for the children, a dormitory. A This is before they built the guest house. They cleaning the ground. It's the left is the Fernandez father outro. It's the fish they're growing. And little tank. This is, I think it's like solar power energy. They put in the soil and get the solar power. And they bring this to the room in the night and for the light. The girl is the one, and then boy, those two are the children that home. And here in the two little boys is the home caretakers, the ladies' children. This is a guest house. This building is very interesting. Building that they use our PET bottle for the wall to build, and they put the plastics or some garbage into the PET bottle to make a wall. So they think it's eco building, and wall they make is. As I think earthly bag they called, and they put the soil into the bag, the white bags, and just go like around to make a wall. It's very so they don't use another material like what we use here in Japan. Yeah, so they put the cement to make it put together to build. The house. Yeah, very interesting. Yeah. This is the guy in glasses. He's a doctor. His volunteer goes there to check the children once in a while. These are the neighbors come to help. This is the ceiling of the guest house. It's a bottle, the empty bottle they use for the lighting. They make a hole to put between. If you get another picture, you can see how it's that. This is one of the field they have. This is the guest house to make it more entrance. This is the second floor island. You see the bottles between the cement and the bamboo to make some kind of design. Yeah, this is a lightning king. Very interesting. Yeah, stained glass. Yes, stained glass, yes. Yeah, this is a pineapple field, Bernard's father working. This is another echo bench, they call. Around the tree, they put the PET bottle and put the cement so people can sit there. Yeah, that's about it. So, very interesting building. So anybody wants to visit them, there's a place to can stay. So I'll find out how much you can pay for that. Yeah. So hopefully they can finish all that and our income will come themselves and the place, and also more children they find to hold them in the house up to, I think for now it's 16 children, so we expecting more to come. So we can thinking at least I can send $80 for two children monthly, hopefully at least. But I'm doing more than that. But right now it's good to send money because the dollar is weak in Japanese. No. So, yes. So pray for them and pray for me to continue to do this work for them. Thank you.
Okay, let's hear from Daryl and Kyle Record from Cambodia. We prayed for them during the worship time. There was an emergency with their son, and hopefully he's doing better. Whenever we do a Mission Sunday for an update, we ask Daryl to write a letter, and so he's written us just for this service. So this is his letter to us. A letter to Mitaki Green Chapel from Daryl, Kayo, and Benjamin, missionaries to Cambodia. And this is from 1 Peter chapter 5. In his kindness, God called you to his eternal glory by means of Jesus Christ. After you have suffered a little while, he will restore, support, and strengthen you. And he will place you on a firm foundation. All power is his forever and ever. Amen. We thank God for you all, for you are all part of the Christian family for us that Jesus promised his followers in Mark 10. We came to you in weakness, and you encouraged and strengthened us so that we could return to Cambodia in much better condition. Now, God is opening many amazing doors for ministry. For years, ministry in Cambodia felt like trying to run uphill on shifting sand. We did not give up and did our best to be faithful in the midst of the trials. In this season, it seems more like riding on an escalator. Even when we are tired and cannot move forward on our own, God keeps moving us forward in amazing ways. The work of the past is also beginning to bear fruit now. On a recent visit to Fount of Wisdom Publishing, Timothy, the new Cambodian director, explained that Fount of Wisdom's board, that's the publishing company, believes that Daryl's book, Christianity, Discerning Essential Doctrines and Preserving Unity, is one book that every church needs in Cambodia. Go ahead and move to the next slide. Keep going. There. Next one. Next one. There. This is the book that Daryl wrote a few years ago and has been translated into Khmer, the Cambodian language. Again, the title, Christianity, Discerning Essential Doctrines and Preserving Unity. This is very encouraging, and we are thankful for the role that Mitaki played in making this book possible. A young missionary from Japan is living with a Cambodian Christian family that Jehovah's Witnesses are trying to convert to their cult. We were able to give a copy of this book to her so she could help vaccinate them against being drawn into this cult. Daryl continues to work on the next book, Christianity, Reasons for Faith. In 2008, Tom, our country coordinator, invited Daryl to attend the Evangelical Fellowship of Cambodia's meetings as a representative of his mission organization. They are an alliance of many of the Christian ministries, missions, and churches in Cambodia. Daryl was unable to attend that meeting because of sickness. In 2009, Daryl attended the meeting and met the director of FEBC Cambodia, Far East Broadcasting Corporation, Mrs. Samoyun, a Cambodian grandmother, and her Filipino husband, Robledo, and work in FEBC's 99.5 FM station in Phnom Penh. This station has a signal powerful enough to reach half of Cambodia's 13 million people. They also have a shortwave and distribute recordings to reach even further. Tachan, if you can keep going forward, forward, forward. Keep going. Keep going. There. I think those are the people who run the Far East Broadcasting. When Samuel Owen heard that Daryl felt called to Christian media ministry, she invited him to come to the station for a meeting to discuss partnering on a project. Daryl wanted to go, but was prevented by illnesses in the family and demands of the university. As you remember, in late January 2010 and early February, our whole family had dengue fever and was hospitalized. A few days after Kayo's release from the hospital, our country coordinator, Tom, called Daryl and asked him to go to the EFC meeting on February 23rd. Daryl tried to refuse and made many excuses. Tom insisted that Daryl go to the meeting as a representative, and so Daryl went out of duty. During the meeting, Daryl met Samuel again. She asked him, "Why didn't you come to FEBC?" And Daryl promised to meet with her after we returned from Japan. On August 2nd, we were able to meet with Samuel and Robledo. Benjamin captured their hearts as well and collected one more set of grandparents in Cambodia. They had been praying for a long time for someone like Daryl to help them develop some new radio programs to strengthen the church in Cambodia. Daryl is now working with Pastor Somnang Samoen and others to develop 15-minute programs, first for radio and then later to be placed on computer chips. These chips will be placed in new audio devices, probably solar or crank-powered, that can be used to equip the church all over the nation, even in the remotest places that do not have electricity. The chip has the capacity to hold around 80 to 100 hours of recordings. The project will be organized around an illustration that Daryl developed for the first sermon that he gave at Mitaki's English service back in 2004. In that illustration, Daryl pictured the Christian as a ship that needs three anchors. Go back to a picture, kind of a map. There we go, right there. Daryl pictured the Christian as a ship that needs three anchors to firmly connect to the rock of faith. The three anchors are truth, relationships, and experience. Daryl will write the scripts for the truth section on topics such as evidence for God, the Bible, and Jesus. Pastor Somnang, who has an MA in pastoral care, will focus on relationships section of the project and will prepare scripts on topics such as Christian unity, servant leadership, and more. Mrs. Samoen will record life stories and testimonies of mature Christian Cambodians for the experience section. For 7 years, Daryl has wanted to start producing Christian videos on the evidences for Christianity. Finally, on August 4th, and let's go there. There's no video. So, finally, on August 4th, with the help of Pastor Sokna, work on the first video on the existence of God began. Pastor Sokna, an avid fisherman, took Daryl fishing so that they could film Sokna talking about his fishing pole. Talking about how his fishing pole could not happen by chance, and neither could the fish, which was more complex. Cambodian toop boats make kayaks look like cruise ships. Pastor Sokna could stand on the prow with total confidence and fish with his oversized fishing pole. Meanwhile, Daryl could barely balance while seated to avoid falling overboard with his cameras. Daryl was glad that no one was filming him. Even though the fish were not biting that day we will have to film this scene again later. It was great to be able to start. Mitaki donated the video camera that filmed this clip. Since February, Daryl has been preaching once each month at our local Cambodian church in Kampong Chinang. Could you go back. With the help of Pastor Stokna, he has been translating his messages into Khmer and preaching as much as possible in the Cambodian language. When he runs out of Khmer material, he switches back to English, and our good friend Nara translates for him. So far, he has preached on the evidence for God's creation, the inspiration of the Bible, and the evidence for Jesus. In July, he was able to give the entire 27-minute message in Khmer. In August, he started translating his sermons into Khmer script instead of using phonetics. The progress is slow, but it is helping Daryl improve his Khmer language ability and is providing the basis of research for all of the other projects. Sineth, one of the graduates from the university in Phnom Penh, who was also Daryl's language tutor, came to visit us on the weekend that Daryl preached on the evidence of Jesus. Sineth, there's a picture of him there, his former student and teacher. There was a lot of opposition to his visit, but Sineth made it. He is not a Christian yet, but for a year he worked for Vision Fund, a division of World Vision. He really enjoyed the Christian environment. Now he is working as an accountant in a non-Christian insurance company, and his boss is pressuring him to get drunk at company parties and waste money on trendy cell phones and things that Sineth does not want. It is hard to comprehend why any boss would want their accountant to get drunk and waste money, but this is Cambodia. Sineth has been meeting with members of Campus Crusade. Daryl was able to encourage him in his search for truth through the sermon and the book to give him a clearer view of the gospel. Please pray that God will soften his heart and pride so that he will see that being a good person is not enough for salvation. Kayo's language skills are improving, and since returning, she has been able to have more time to study and to manage our ministry finances. Benjamin continues to grow and enjoy life. Can you? He is making friends with the locals and is talking more each day. His main language is English, but he is also learning some words in Japanese and Cambodian as well. And then there is life in Cambodia. There have been many adventures, such as a leaky water pump and house repairs, a flat tire at night with a trunk full of groceries, a malfunctioning car alarm, parasites, geckos, romantic dogs at night, computer crashes. But we will spare you the details of these adventures. Here is one adventure that we can share. Go back one. Pastor Chris prayed with Daryl for a generator, and soon Kayo's parents blessed us with a diesel generator for our birthday presents. In the long run, this will really help during the frequent blackouts and low power times. The other day, Daryl decided to run the diesel generator for a while to keep the battery charged. Meanwhile, we had a blackout, and so we ran it too long, and it ran out of fuel. Air got into the fuel lines, and it would not restart. Pastor Sokna brought a mechanic who discovered that a mouse had eaten the wire inside, but the mechanic could repair that with an extension cord, but he could not get it to start again. In the process of trying to restart the generator, the battery went flat. It was still under warranty, so we decided to take it to Phnom Penh for repairs. And next slide. Pastor Sokna tried to arrange for a truck, but in the end, We sent it in the back of one of our church members' taxi, a Toyota Camry. The machine weighs 300 kilograms, but the guys from the church came and helped get it loaded into the trunk of the car. At the shop in Phnom Penh, they were able to get it restarted in only 5 minutes, and so it was sent back to Kampong Chenang in the trunk of the taxi. When we returned from Phnom Penh after some meetings a few days later, Daryl tried to start it. The battery was flat. Chea, a motorcycle taxi driver from our church, took the battery and got it charged for us. And I think there's a shop of the battery shop. Finally, we could get it to start and run properly. Shamruen, a contractor from the church, came and closed the places where mice could get in and eat the wires. All of these adventures are helping us to get more established in the community and to build relationships with the locals. Okay, next one. Such as mechanics, contractors, plumbers, and medical labs. We are blessed that some of these people are Christians who go to our church. This helps us feel more at home and more confident. Lord willing, we would like to return to fellowship with you for a time in 2012. In Christ's love, Daryl, Kayo, and Benjamin. So that's the letter from Cambodia. We often pray for them, but beyond praying for them, we'd like to share our love with them through financial giving. This is not part of your tithe, but this is part of a gift that we'll dedicate to the Lord, not only for the records, but also for the orphanage in Guatemala. So in considering these things, not out of guilt, but out of joy, let's give for God's glory.